Hello?
Yes.
Daniela?
Yes.
Hi, Daniela. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from your marketing team, Local Splash, with the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes.
How are you, dear?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good too. Thank you so much for asking. I love your name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My husband's name is Daniel, so I like the female version. I think it's great.
Yeah.
So I'm just, your account was sent over to me to go over Google Guarantee and the options that you have available because you're looking to upgrade your account with us. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, is this a good time to talk with you?
Yes, I've been waiting all morning.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry they didn't set it till this time, so I apologize. I would have called sooner. We were in a half hour early. The services that you guys are providing, you're doing the drywall install, drywall repairs, things like that, right?
Yes.
What other services are you guys offering?
We do drywall finishing and painting, and we're doing popcorn ceiling repair, popcorn ceiling removal.
Okay, so you're also painting. Are you doing full like individual paint jobs or only with the drywall?
Only with the drywall.
Okay. So the category, the vertical that you're going to fall under is going to be handyman with the emphasis on the drywall. So let me just go ahead and jump in here so we can see what the requirements are. Do you have business license and insurance for the company?
Well, the license isn't required for the drywall, but I do have my insurance.
You have the insurance. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we start there. We ask if you have business license, insurance, if you can pass a background check, all of the basic stuff to get everything set up.
Okay.
The application fee is $250, one time non-refundable. Okay. And that goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate background checks. So who is primarily doing like the bids and going out to visit the clients face-to-face? Is that you?
Can you repeat that again, please?
Sure. So are you the primary business owner, the person who's going out and doing the face-to-face bids with the clients?
I got kind of held up there when you told me that there's a fee on it. I don't think that I'm not able to afford that, unfortunately. I don't have any work and like everything that I need to pay, like I'm just waiting for the account to be debited from all those charges. I only have like $100. That's all I have. No work.
Yeah, I don't have a way to move forward without the $250 application fee. I can go over the details with you so you know what you're looking at when and if it's something that you choose to take advantage of, but the $250 application fee is a non-starter. Like it's done up front because we have to do the background checks. We have to go ahead and process the application and all the things.
And that has to be paid today if I wanted to start?
If you want to start, yes, it does have to be paid up front. Absolutely. And then after that, your lead cost is $37.33. So once your Google Guarantee approved, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for complete approval. Can happen sooner, but that's the max, and that's what states in the terms and conditions. But once that's completely processed and you're completely approved with Google Guarantee approval, then Daniela, Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads per month, and that's at $487. So the $487 would be charged once it's approved and you agree to that, and then the lead cost would come out of that $487, the $37.33. So the way it works is approximately 3 leads a week for the month. You can choose to increase those and take on more leads within the month, or you can choose to pause it, like if you get booked out and that budget would roll over to the following month. And the cool thing about it is you only pay for qualified leads. So all the calls are recorded. You're given a Google call tracking phone number. So the awesome thing about this is that if you've experienced any other type of lead source where maybe, you know, you had to pay for unqualified leads, or there wasn't, you never made contact with the client, things like that. It's been completely reversed with Google Guarantee. So what Google has done is they've actually built Google Guarantee to trump all other pay-per-lead services. And with this service specifically, what happens is instead of you being handed a phone number or given a number through an app, the clients are reaching out to you directly. So it's direct contact from the clients. If it's a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. If it happens to be a robocall or otherwise not a live human being, you're not charged. If it happens to be a service that you don't provide and it's not listed on your services within your profile and you decline the job, you're not charged. And if it's outside your service radius that's not listed on your service radius profile, again, you're not charged. So you're only charged for qualified leads, which is if you give estimate over the phone or you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead. And all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes to ensure that you're not paying for unqualified leads.
Okay, so if I'm ever in a situation where it's not a qualified lead, I call it in, or do you find out?
Well, we have the information. You have access to the call. We have access to the call, and so does Google, because the dashboard that you have through Local Splash, it has all those calls in there. So you could say, this phone number right here, this is not a qualified lead. I need a dispute, and you'd let us know, and we're going to dispute it with Google directly on your behalf. Absolutely. It's very rare that we have any disputes, but the ones that we have, it's no problem to get it taken care of.
Okay. And the leads, do they call me? Do I have to call them?
No, they contact you. So that's the cool thing about it is you, within your Google Guarantee profile, it shows at the very, very top of the page in the Google Guarantee section. And when somebody clicks on your profile, they're able to look at your reviews. They're able to read your information. They're able to look at your website and get comfortable with you before they pick up the phone and choose to call you. So they're going to be contacting you directly. It's not being rerouted through a third party. We're not determining which leads are good for, you know, like how many leads you can or can't take. Have you ever done like Home Advisor or Angie's or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know how that goes, like how they give you the number and they're like, here, chase this guy down, right?
Yes.
And you and six other people are calling the same guy and everybody pays and everyone's haggling to try to get their lead fee out of this guy. You know, like it's just not like that. If you have lead exclusivity.
It comes to me. Directly,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, they come to you directly, Daniela. Absolutely. So everything that you can't stand about Angie's and how the cost fluctuates, you pay for unqualified leads. Like all those little things, that's all been made right here.
Yes.
So that's why Google built this.
Okay. Then I'm interested. I have a credit card here. I can put it on credit.
Okay.
And pay
cool.
Later.
Are you the one who's going to fill out the? Are you the business owner? All the documents are in your name? Cool. Okay. So how many employees do you have?
I have two employees.
Okay. Is this, I get a little personal here, but are these employees like your husband, like your brothers, like are they well trusted? Like what's going on with them?
One of them is my husband. The other one is his friend.
Okay.
You know,
they work for you. So can both of them pass background checks?
Yes.
Okay, so and they both have driver's license and Social Security, right?
My husband has a driver's license.
Okay.
And he has
Does he have Social Security as well?
He has an I-10.
Okay. I don't know if that works or not. The only reason I'm saying that is you can leave him off the application because, look, if you're the business owner, the documents are in your name, Daniela, my suggestion to you is put it all in your name because at the bottom of the application, it's going to ask, how many field workers do you have, right? And then it's going to ask for their Social Security number, and it's going to ask for their information so they can run background check on them as well. And if you put their name on there and you don't have the correct information, your application will be denied. Like, there's no question about it. So it's probably better just to leave him off And just do everything under your name. I don't want you to get disapproved is why I'm saying, that's why I said, like, it might get a little personal here. Like, you know what I mean? We want you to be successful. So.
Yeah, sure.
Right. We want this to work for you no matter what. So let me go ahead and do this. So the card that we have on file for you is a Visa ending in 3287. You don't want to charge that card, correct?
No, because it won't go through.
Okay, let me pull the card information and stick it over here. So that's the one for the reoccurring billing. You're going to want to put that back on file afterwards. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just pull the card info over so that way you don't have to pull that card out to tell me. Okay, what is the card you're going to put on file, a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. Go there. What is the card number, dear?
4315-0353-099.
Wait a minute. If you cut out
0599-8138.
8138?
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
0324.
24. Okay. And the three-digit code on the back?
099.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and set up this invoice for the $250 application fee. It's one time, non-refundable, and it's going to go to get you completely background checked and get the application pushed through. The next thing that's going to happen, Daniela, is I'm actually going to go ahead and set a client interview with the technician. So we send that you the application. We give you however long you think you need to fill it out. If you think you can have it done in a couple of hours, fantastic. If you need overnight, that's fine too. But the sooner we get this application processed, the sooner we can get the leads coming to you directly, okay?
Okay.
So give me just 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and process this. Okay. All right. Give me one moment here. There we go. That's completely processed. And then I'm going to send the application out to you. Let me ask my boss one question. Hold on 1 second. Daniel. When license is not required on the application itself, what does she put right there? NA? Okay. So when you fill out this application, Daniela, it's going to hold a space for, it's going to say upload like a business license document. You just put NA in that slot, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to send that over to you via email and via text message now. About how long do you think you need with the application?
As soon as I get it, I can get started on it.
Cool. Then I'll look at the calendar. We'll get your client onboarding done today so we can crank you out, okay? Application's coming now via email, and then it's also going to come via text. Give me 1 second. Computers only move as fast as we can, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go. That's coming to you now. And then I have available appointment time for client interview. Oh, it's pretty open. So we could do something. If you think it's only going to take you like an hour or two, which I'm telling you, it's like super quick, I can set it for 1 p.m. today.
Can you tell me again, where do I put NA?
On the business license, where it's going to ask for business license.
Oh, okay.
You put NA because you don't need it for that, which I'm going to notate that as well. And then it's also going to ask for your minimum monthly budget. Your minimum monthly budget on that is going to be $487. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So do you want me to set your client interview at 1 o'clock today?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to receive email notification, and then I will be there to contact you. I will introduce you to Ivan, your onboarding agent. That way we can get everything underway and moving forward for you very, very quickly, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Daniela. And I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you can always contact me if you have extra questions or anything like that. I'm here for you as for support, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.